Hi there, and thanks for joining us. On this week's podcast, we speak to the West Cork couple who want to make omega-3 tasty. We speak to the company that's set up rapid COVID testing in Cork, and how about pasta for dinner? Ballybaloo Foods have a new range they want to tell us about. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
Looking after ourselves has become something of a priority in the current circumstances, and a lot of people have looked towards nutritional health as a way of supplementing their diet and making sure they're getting the right kind of vitamins and good stuff into their bodies. But the challenge is it's a pretty saturated market. So my next guest decided to enter the market to try and make it easier for people not only to take good nutrition, but also to give them the right kind. They're based out of Bandon. I'm delighted to be joined by Mark Clifford and Paula Gaynor of Summit Nutri Health. How are you doing, lads?
We're great, Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you doing?
Very well. Tell us a little bit, Paula, if you can, about why you set up Summit Nutri Health.
Right. So I suppose both in terms of our own backgrounds, both Mark and I are nutritionists and food scientists. And, we went to the States for a while and had great exposure to the food supplement industry there. And when we came back from the States, we realized that there is a huge opening here for supplements that actually taste good, are not sugar loaded, and have the right amount of nutrition or nutrients in them. And I suppose at the time we started with the omega-3, we had three children who absolutely refused to eat fish. And as a nutritionist, I was completely horrified, of course. I headed off into the health food store and came home with, you know, capsules, tablets, every kind of fish oil possible, and they absolutely refused. So I suppose we saw that there was an opening, as I said, for something that was actually tasty and appealing, but good nutrition, not like, say, a gummy, which would be loaded with sugar, but very light in nutrients.
Mark, I'm presuming you know, Mark, of the challenge of cod liver oil and haven't been given it like we all were when we were younger. It doesn't taste particularly nice and has the habit of probably turning you off that kind of supplement for life. Were you determined to banish that bad memory?
we were, yeah, and those bad memories definitely were personal for us as well. We were children of the cod liver oil days, and I suppose, as Paula said, like, I suppose we saw what was there, and it just harked back to how we remember it, and we didn't see a lot of change over those intervening years. So we said, look, let's put our minds together. Paula's got a PhD in emulsion technology, so what we tried to do is create a different texture to the oil, create an emulsion, so it's more like a creamy smoothie. We then added nice natural flavors, some peach mango, natural colors. So the end result was something that's closer to a food or a smoothie that we take now versus the kind of the cod liver oil of the bad old days, inverted commas. And as Paula said, what we want to do is still retain the very good nutrient that the oil gives us, the omega-3. So we didn't want to lose any of that. So by doing this, we were able to protect that. So it's still that omega-3 is still able to be absorbed and used by us. And it tastes nicer.
Now, I think of the idea of a smoothie being a kind of a good container load. I'm presuming you don't take a good container load here. Is it still a spoonful you're taking?
Yeah, so yeah. Basically the amount you need every day is just one teaspoon. Yeah. And that will give you, you know, 450 milligrams of omega-3, which is the equivalent of eating like two pieces of fish over the course of a week, which is what we're all recommended to do, but very few of us actually do.
Yes, of course we don't. We're a bit reluctant to do it. Has it passed the kid test? Because obviously they were the ones you were trying to give it to in the first place.
It has absolutely. Now, we have the three fussiest of fussy children, and it has absolutely passed the test with them. And I suppose we've gone, you know, gone to a lot of health stores, and we've done a lot of in-store tastings and stuff like that. And generally, the feedback we get is absolutely brilliant. Mostly, we're told it actually tastes like a Solero ice cream as opposed to anything to do with fish oil.
And to be honest, Jonathan, the kids test is one test, but to be honest, an adult test is probably even more, because you're talking about people who have been traumatized over 30, 40 years of cod liver, and the look of fear definitely when we asked them would they like to try something like this. You know, there's a barrier there we have to overcome, definitely with adults. But you know, the feedback has been very positive, which will then obviously gave us the, I suppose, the enthusiasm and to go on from there and to develop other products in a similar fashion. We're just trying to make sure that we have good nutrients in a format that is easier for us to take, you know, build into our everyday lifestyles that we have in terms of just the foods we want to prepare ourselves in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening.
As I said at the outset, it's a very crowded marketplace. You've got big multinational players. You've got lots of different products on the shelf. How do you make yours stand out? I mean, obviously you guys are not quite a mom and pop organization, but you're close enough to it. How do you make people take your product ahead of somebody else, apart from saying, "Don't worry, lads, it tastes like a Solero. It isn't what your mother used to chase you with."
I suppose a lot of it, Jonathan, to be perfectly honest, is making people aware of our brand to begin with as a startup company. But you know, it's educating people as to the importance of why you should get a supplement that's pure and natural and well absorbed, and being expertly formulated as well. You know, we're not just a marketing company. We have, you know, backgrounds behind us, and we've got the expertise. But you know, there is, as you said, there is a huge amount of supplements out there, but a lot of it is just educating people as to why our ones are better.
Yeah, and I think the fact that we're based in Ireland, Jonathan, allows us to kind of have that interaction, very much almost a one-to-one interaction with both consumers, but also the retailers. So, like health food stores and pharmacies are very important. They interact with obviously on a daily basis with people, with consumers, and you know we have a great rapport with those retailers. You know, explaining, as you said, look, what is the unique selling point or difference of what our products bring. So, you know, it's through that type of discussion and feedback we can basically start promoting our product. And
Okay.
we have been lucky enough, we have kind of developed the business and we have a bit of momentum now, I think, in the last, obviously with the last 6 months, people's, as you said, focus very much in relation to COVID and their own health. I think that's given a lot of people enthusiasm and renewed focus on health supplements.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously the world is your oyster because there's lots of different supplements you can try. What's next on the list? You have Somega Easy, or Somega Easy, I suppose you can call it that. That's your omega-3 supplement. What's next?
Yeah, so I suppose in addition to the omega-3, we have a liposomal vitamin C, which we introduced last year as well, last summer. And again, that's just really, really well. That's actually the best absorbed form of vitamin C, just because it's protected within what's called a liposome. So it's like a little bubble around the vitamin C, which protects it as it moves through the digestive tract and makes sure that the vitamin C is actually well absorbed, because there's a lot of vitamin C supplements out there. And what happens is you actually end up peeing a lot of the vitamin C out because your body can only absorb a certain amount. And then in addition to the vitamin C, we also introduced a range of vitamin D products last year as well. And in the pipeline, I suppose our goal, Jonathan, is to move forward developing products that, again, are liquid supplements because they're well absorbed, but also that are pure and natural and have the right amount of nutrients in that people need.
Okay.
Like, not just a sprinkling of nutrients, basically, not a marketing product, I suppose.
Yeah, we need to look after ourselves and we need to do it in a way that works for everybody. The company is Summit NutriHealth. The website, if you want to go and buy some of the product direct, it's gosomega.com. Mark Clifford and Paula Gaynor, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Thanks,
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Thank
Take
you.
care. Cheers.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
Now, we spoke to my next guest company last year when they were celebrating their 30th anniversary because they have a product that is probably in your fridge or in your press at home that you use on a regular basis, but you mightn't necessarily associate them with their new product, but they're going on gangbusters in their 31st year on it. I'm delighted to be joined by Sarah Collins from Ballymaloe Foods. Sarah, how are you?
Very good. Yeah, thanks for having me, Jonathan.
Pasta sauces are very different to what people associate with Ballymaloe Foods because they automatically think of the relish, but you've been making them for a while.
Yeah, we have been in making pasta sauces for maybe 6 or 7 years, and we've been doing well. We've brought out some new flavors. But especially last year, in light of the pandemic and COVID, we just saw amazing growth in our pasta sauces. And for us, it's a huge opportunity. We can see the potential in the years to come around pasta sauces. So yeah, it's our big focus for this year.
Now, I didn't realize this, but I suppose it makes sense. We don't have a huge amount of tomatoes growing in Ireland, so all of our pasta sauces are coming in from outside. But it's the making of the sauces in Ireland. There's not many companies doing it, is there?
No, not when you look at branded pasta sauces. Like, we are the main nationwide available Irish brand of pasta sauce. So you obviously have names like Dalmio, Jamie Oliver, Loyd Grossman that people will know, but they're all made outside of Ireland. So for us, it was, we're Irish made, we're based in Cork, and we're really proud of being kind of a Cork company. And yeah, it's for us, it's just a big focus on where we can be the Irish product choice for consumers.
Okay, well, you can't grow the tomatoes because we're not good at that. They are Italian tomatoes that come in, but it's what you do with them when you get them. What's special about your sauces?
For us, yes, yeah, so we bring in our ingredients from Italy in terms of the tomatoes. Sometimes, even if it's coming from further away, it can actually be more sustainable rather than trying to grow tomatoes in Ireland. But for us, mainly our approach is we scratch cook and make things in small batches. So we only use ingredients that people can pronounce. It's using all ingredients people would find in their fridges, but we make them in our kitchen. So it's all fresh, natural, no additives or preservatives. And it has that special Malibu touch. The quality is really,
Yeah.
really important for us.
Yeah, and quality, I'd imagine, is it's the hallmark of the business, and it's gotten you through 30 years to date. Don't change it now. But not only that, you're also making sure that in this big push forward, you're more environmentally sustainable, and that's moving away from the plastic pouches that people would be familiar with for pasta sauces, and making sure that everything comes in a recyclable form.
Definitely. Yeah, when we launched into the pasta sauce market, we had our pasta sauces in pouches because that was the norm. And then we moved to glass on our 400 gram larger products. And last year, we moved as well with our stirrings to glass. And for us, it was a challenge because, consumers or people, when they're going into the shop, they think stirring and they think of the small plastic round pouch. But for us, sustainability is so important. It's something that goes back to when we started with Ivan down in Ballymaloe House and really trying to be as sustainable as possible. So we've persevered, we've stuck with the glass jar, and we were delighted to be able to see at the end of the first year, we'd actually removed 1.3 tons of soft plastic from our supply chain. And when we looked at that, that's the equivalent of a blue whale gone from our supply chain in terms of plastic. So it was a really big achievement for us. And as we grow in pasta, that number that we're reducing in plastic is only going to get better.
When we spoke with Maxine last year, Maxine Hyde, who's the general manager at Ballymaloe, she was talking about how it had been a very challenging year because the food service had obviously fallen away because restaurants were all closed, but it had been a good year in the supermarkets. Overall, like, it's been a roller coaster. Food service is closed again now, but when you look back at 2020 and you look back at Christmas in particular, was there a good demand for the products that you sell in the run-up to Christmas?
Definitely, when we look at Christmas, it was our best Christmas ever, even when we consider that food service was closed. And for us as a business, food service was, it was around a third of our business. So it's really important to us. It's where we got our roots into lots of cafes and restaurants. So was a concern that maybe we wouldn't be able to perform as well. But consumers went on en masse to retail, and we saw great sales across our cranberry sauces, meat sauces, as well as even, pasta and mayo, those products as well. So for us, we were great to see the support that Irish consumers gave to us this Christmas. And we were lucky to be able to say at the end of the year, 2020 has been good despite all the challenges. We had to change our business model around to become, four-fifths of a retail company. And like, we're just waiting and hoping that food service gets to come back as soon as possible. Because, we see so many of our customers in food service, it's been a struggle. And, we're just waiting for as soon as they open, we're kind of on hand to support them. But yeah, 2020, thankfully for us, ended up being a good year.
Okay, so the pasta sauces, they're already in supermarkets. People will have seen them. They're in glass jars. How many products in the range right now?
So at the moment, we have 8 products in the range, and they're different sizes. So yeah, hopefully people will have seen them in store, but if not, they're available in all main Irish retailers. So you have them in Supervalu, Tesco and Dunnes, as well as in smaller stores and good food outlets around the country. And you just, if you're in the pasta section and you're looking for us, you just see the Balmaloo sign, and we have it in a range of flavors. We have basic Italian tomato, which is for potentially the fussier eaters, people who don't like spice but like good quality. We have spicy tomato version for people who like a bit of a kick in their food, as well as our smoked bacon is actually used with bacon that is hand reared in Balmaloo House. So even if we are using, meat ingredients, they're of the best quality, sticking true to our
Okay.
credentials.
You know what, Sarah, I'm going to have to stop you because you're making me hungry and I need to go away and have lunch right now on the back of this. Ballymaloofoods.ie is the website if you want to have a look at it. Fingers crossed, food service will get back up and running, but delighted to hear everything is going so well for you. Sarah Collins, Marketing Manager with Ballymaloo Foods. Thanks so much for joining us on Red Business.
Great, thank you very much.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
Now, my next guests have a business that we didn't realize this time last year that we would need, yet it is one that is getting increasingly busy. V1 Medical are offering rapid COVID testing in Cork for the first time, and with me are the two people who are responsible for this type of testing, to explain what it is, how people can get it, and how hopefully it's not going to be too much of a growth industry. Ronan O'Farrell and Gillian Morrissey, how are you both?
Great.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Ronan, tell us a little bit about V1 Medical. What is it and what do you do?
Okay, so V1 Medical Cork is a rapid antigen testing service. We offer three different services to people who are interested in getting a rapid antigen test. We offer a walk-in service, we offer a drive-through service, and we also offer a mobile service where we can actually go out and test, we'd say, essential workers in their in their own environment, their business environment, for example, companies where essential workers who have had to continue working, who might want to get a test, to allow them to continue to do so with, I suppose, with confidence. I suppose there's three parts of the service that we offer.
What type of test are you using? Because people will be familiar that the HSE use the PCR
Correct.
test. What is your
So
test?
our test is what they call a rapid antigen test. PCR testing is still considered to be the gold standard. However, I suppose the difficulty with PCR testing is just the time frame that's required to get a result back. And things have started to change in the last number of weeks where airlines, essential workers, essential travel are now requiring a test result in a shorter time frame to allow people to undertake essential air travel, for example. They're looking for a test to be completed and results provided within 4 hours of departure, for example. So a rapid antigen test allows those type of essential workers and those type of essential services to continue working. Obviously, we're not trying to replace what the HSE are doing in any fashion, but our test is just facilitating and adding to the range of services which are available to people in the
Okay.
marketplace at the moment.
You do need to be careful
Yeah.
though, because some will require a PCR
Correct.
test, which is not your test. So you have to make sure you use the right test. If they will take a rapid antigen test, then they can go to you guys before they
Correct.
travel.
So, for example, if a patient came in and they tested positive for COVID, we would immediately point them towards the services at the HSE and get them to contact their GP. We don't actually give any medical advice, but we steer them in the direction, and then the patient has to follow all of the guidelines that would apply to anyone else who would have tested positive for COVID at that stage. But obviously,
And how sensitive and how accurate are the tests that you're using? Because we know the PCR test is extremely sensitive.
We're using the Roche test, okay, and that test is approved by the European Commission, and we have a sensitivity of 96.52 and a specificity of 99.68. And just to put that into context, the European Commission and the and World Health Organization require a minimum performance of 80% sensitivity and 97% specificity to deliver this type of service effectively. And we exceed both of those requirements with the tests that we're using. And there are other tests out there, but I think the ones that are approved within the European Union are the Abbott test and the Rash test, which we're using to deliver our service.
Okay, Gillian, how do people go about booking this particular service if they feel they need to? Again, if you're sick, you have to go through your GP. But if you're trying to get a test to prove that you're not asymptomatic when you feel perfectly fine, how do they go about it?
So if you log on to v1medical.ie and select book a test Cork, we provide a non-contact service. So you choose your date and time. You come to the centre and you drive up and stay in your car, or you can choose our walk-in service, and you're given a nasal swab that takes 10 seconds, and after the swab, you're free to go. The test takes 15 minutes to process, and you're then emailed with your cert result. And as Ronan said, if your test is positive, you'll receive a phone call, advise to self-isolate and phone your GP for a PCR test for contact tracing by the HSE.
So again, I'd never do this. I never wish a business is quiet, but I really hope that we'll get to a point at which you won't need to do this anymore. But right now it's up and running. V1 Medical is the company. And what's the website address again, please, if you can?
It's www.v1medical.ie, and then you click on the Cork tests.
Ronan O'Farrell and Gillian Morrissey of V1 Medical, thank you so much for joining us, and fingers crossed it's a short-term business that will give people some confidence going forward. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jonathan.
My thanks as always to all of my guests. Don't forget you can download every episode of Red Business from redextra.ie. Myra Hayes-Goff was the producer, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.